The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
By the way, in the 2 days before Hurricane Harvey hit FEMA, FEMA auctioned off disaster trailers.
I'm sorry?
They sold their trailers. 2 days before Harvey hit.
The disaster trailers that they need for disasters 2 days before a disaster hit?
Yes, that's exactly right. Well, and they sold them at fire sale, rock bottom, slash the prices sale. I mean, these were rock bottom.
Were these those bad
prices.
Ones? And weren't they like.
No.
No, they weren't the tainted ones?
No,
from,
these
Katrina,
were not. No.
That were like asbestos-y
no,
and all that?
No.
No.
They
okay.
just. Yeah, so 2 days. Now.
That doesn't make sense.
It's not like they're like, you know what? We don't see any disasters on the horizon. Go ahead and sell those things. Again, we knew for weeks that Hurricane Harvey was out there,
not
and
that,
we had a general idea.
We're heading into hurricane season.
Why would you sell them then?
Exactly.
2 days before they sold more than 100 2017 model FEMA trailers on August 23rd with damage they described as normal wear and tear. Some of the trailers only had a low tire.
And they sold it.
Yeah, they were like new.
Just need a little air.
They just, okay, good to go. Perfect. And they sold them for rock bottom prices 2 days before Hurricane Harvey hit.
Do we know why?
No.
No, okay. So it's just normal, illogical nonsense.
Yeah, it's government. So they sold these trailers. Some of them are three-bedroom trailers. They sold, to give you a pricing structure on this, some of them
before you go there, yeah. There's a lot of people in Texas that are, they're good, right? They got homes and...
Well, there many do, but there are some that need homes.
Quite
a lot of homeless.
Lost their homes,
a lot
right?
of homelessness right
so
now.
So a three-bedroom trailer would...
Probably help
would
a lot
probably
of people.
Probably help a lot of yep. people. Okay, just yep. checking. Just
yeah.
checking. All right.
So some of them just had a flat or a low tire, and they sold them for $5,000.
Really?
Had I known this, my family would be living in trailers right now.
Seriously.
$5,000?
For one three-bedroom trailer.
This was a one-bedroom.
This can hold, one bedroom.
This was a one-bedroom.
But I'm guessing a family of three or four at least can live in a three-bedroom trailer.
I would think so, yeah.
Yes.
So $5,000 for that. To compare it with the new, what they bought them for, $20,000. So. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. They bought them for $40,000.
Oh.
So they bought them for $40,000. Some had minor, you know, wear and tear, just normal basic stuff. But some of them only had a flat tire or a low tire, and they sold them
for
$5,000. Exactly. 2 days before.
2 days before.
Before Hurricane
before
Harvey.
Before the largest hurricane ever recorded to come out of the Atlantic.
Right. That's exactly right. That's
okay.
how.
Didn't think maybe.
Yep. And again,
would...
hurricane season.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that makes a whole
so
lot of
FEMA
sense.
Deployed 144,000 trailers after Katrina and Rita. Remember that?
Right.
144,000 of them. Do you know the expense, first of all, just to purchase them at
$40,000
each? Yeah. They started selling those off after Katrina and Rita in 2007 when it was discovered they were riddled with the formaldehyde, which we've told you about. And by the way, nobody had ever lived in them.
Never. They were never used.
Many of them, no. They had just fields of them that nobody had ever lived in. Sales were stopped, and then they resumed in 2008 after... they were stopped in 2007. They were resumed in 2010 after a court order was lifted.
Well...
So the CDC comes in and goes, wait a minute, we've tested these things. You can't sell them. They're brand new, but they have high levels of formaldehyde. So they stop selling them for a couple of years, and then a court order says, nah, you can go ahead and sell those.
I just did the math. That's $5.6 billion.
Yeah, that's just on the trailers.
Just the Katrina trailers.
Right. So you stop selling them for a couple of years because the CDC says they're dangerous with formaldehyde. And then 2 years later, a court says, nah, you can sell those.
It's okay now. The formaldehyde is...
So one way or the other. I mean, if you're telling me they're dangerous, okay, fine. I would say somebody's on the hook for it. Someone's got to get fired. There's got to be lawsuits. Why did we buy them from the company? Somebody failed and you got to. But if you're saying we can't sell them as is or something, seems silly, but okay, I'll give you that. Should there then just be a court order that says, no, you go ahead and sell them? Shouldn't it be one way or the other? What happened to them then?
Did they refurbish them between that time and
no,
make them?
No, but people did discover they were sold, and they were discovered being used in some of the oil fields of North Dakota and in Texas, the oil fields there for workers, and Native American reservations.
But it's okay to give them formaldehyde.
Sure, they're Native Americans. But dude, they've got casinos, don't they? What more do they need? Right?
They're resilient.
Yeah. They discovered these after the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. That's when this started coming to light. Uh-huh. So FEMA auctioned off trailers after Superstorm Sandy hit in 2012 as well. So they had dozens and dozens of trailers then sitting in a parking lot in Northeast Pennsylvania. Dozens and dozens, not being used, brand new, sitting in a parking lot. And just before Superstorm Sandy hit, they sold all theirs off.
So wait, they did this before?
Yeah, just like now.
So before a big storm hit, they sell them off.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
And by the way, these were 2 hours from New Jersey, where the southernmost residents needed them. People were, just washed out of their homes.
Right.
In Superstorm Sandy. They were just 2 hours from New Jersey, only another couple of hours from New York. And what got hit? Rockaway?
Yeah.
Something up there? It would have been very close.
Is there a reason why? I mean, what doesn't make any sense?
It's government. They buy these things at outrageous prices, sometimes never using them. They sell them off for a fraction of the price just before they need them.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No, I know.
I'm trying to figure, there's got to be something that makes sense in there as to what.
No, here's what it comes down to.
The storm is 2 days away and you're going to sell them?
This comes down to poor planning.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.